kind. No, 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 no. Thank you. Now you can have a seat. Now you can have a seat. Thank you. I'm watching during the time of worship and just trying to take one. I started to pull my phone out. It was way too late just to get a video. And it's one of those times you just kind of have to let it sink deep into your soul, the privilege. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but just the absolute privilege God has given me over these last years. So I just learned this yesterday. I mean, seriously, I just learned this yesterday. To my knowledge, there is only one place in the entirety of the New Testament, at least in Paul's writings, but probably in the entirety of the New Testament, where thanks is given to a person and not to God. I never knew that. Of course, there's all kinds of things I never knew. But that place is found in Romans chapter 16. I want you to look at this. It's very interesting. Romans 16, verses 3 and 4. Paul's writing at this beautiful passage in Romans at the end when he's giving a lot of thanks. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all of the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. And this may not seem like it, but this is really, really important. And in many respects, it provides a little bit of biblical precedent for what I'm going to do this morning, which is to say, thank you. I want to say thank you, and I want to say it seven times. But as I'm saying thank you seven times, I hope you'll appreciate the fact that ultimately I want to say thank you, God, for what I'm seeing here among you, because this, in essence, is what Paul is doing for us as well, giving thanks to the Lord, the author of every good and perfect gift. So good. So if you got a Bible, turn with me over to Philippians chapter 1, and I want to look at three verses there. Philippians chapter 1, while you're turning there, let me pray, and let's ask God's blessing, continued blessing on our morning here. God, what a treat, what a joy, what an absolute delight and privilege you have given us, for Shannon and me, but particularly for me. Thank you. And Lord, as we open up this passage of Scripture, may we get renewed appreciation that every good and perfect gift does indeed come for you, and that as we give thanks this morning, ultimately, our eyes would be pointed back to you for your incredibly gracious kindness to us through Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. So writing to the Philippians, Paul says this, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, always making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And when you look at that passage, there's many things that we could note, but I want you to see three. And the first one is this, memory. Memory. Paul uses the word remembrance, which is really an interesting word. It's this sense of personal remembrance in a respect. Paul's almost getting a little nostalgic here, as he does from time to time, as he reflects on a person or an event. So I want you to think about that. We see memory, and then we see thanksgiving. And he uses the word thank, or thanks. It comes from a very interesting word in the New Testament, the word eucharisto. And the word is a compound word, you, which means good, and charis, which means grace. So essentially what we do when we give thanks, we're acknowledging the goodness of God's grace to us in this particular moment. And this is what Paul is doing, being thankful. And all of us have this opportunity, being thankful for God's good grace. And then he uses that word because, which provides the rationale or the reason, in this case, because of their partnership in the gospel. So literally, here's what Paul's doing. He's thanking God for God's good grace. And looking back over the last 13 years, Shannon and I are thanking God for his good grace in our lives and the privilege you've given us to be with you over the course of these years. And what I want to do this morning is really pretty simple. I want to share with you seven memories. You heard that right, seven people, okay? Seven memories that trigger my thanks and really our thanks to you, but ultimately our thanks to God. So walk through this with me if you would. Here's the first one. We are thankful to God for your love for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I got to share with you some memory. This probably comes from like 2008, 2009. I may have been the lead pastor at that time, or I don't think I'd been the senior pastor. Maybe I was, but I just finished preaching. And as I was walking down this aisle right here, a sweet woman from our church, I won't say she accosted me, but she stopped me. And she looks at me and she said, "You didn't preach the gospel." And I said, "Well, as plasterly polite as I could be, I really did." "Oh no, you didn't preach the gospel." Now you may not know this, but I have a real defiant streak that runs deep within me, and I can be very combative, and I am very competitive. It doesn't always come out, but it's there. And the Spirit of God held that back. Thank you, Lord. And I said, "Oh, I did. And matter of fact, the elders were here. You can ask any of the elders, and they'll tell you that I shared the gospel that morning." But you know what she hadn't heard? She had not heard four words. Do you know what those words were? Bad news, good news. She hadn't heard those. And when I reflect back on that moment, I am so grateful, because I have never been a part of a church, and friends, I have been doing this for 40 years, never been a part of a church that can encapsulate the good news that God has done for us on behalf through Jesus in four words: bad news, good news. And I'm grateful for that woman, because she believed what Paul says, that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it, not you, Tommy, it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greeks. Many of you have been around here for a long time, and you remember David Nicholas. Some of you have been here since that time, and you don't. But David Nicholas, our founding senior pastor, I can remember very distinctly, probably more times than one, when he looked at me and took that long arm and long finger of his and pointed right at my chest and said, "Tommy, the power is not in you. The power is not in me. The power is in the gospel of Jesus. Don't you ever forget that." And I haven't. Nor have you. And I'm thankful. Now I would go from four words to six words. I'd say good news, bad news, good news. And you need to hear this, because the good news is that you've been created for a relationship with God. The God who spoke the world into existence has made you for relationship with Him. That's amazingly good news. The bad news is that every one of us, despite our best efforts, we have walked away from the goodness and kindness of God. Hear this. And we've walked away from God in our thoughts and in our words and in our actions. Every one of us have. And the scriptures call that sin, missing the mark of what God expects for us. And the bad news about sin is sin ultimately leads to death. It leads to physical death. It leads to this spiritual death where we're disconnected from God, and we know God's out there, but we don't see Him. And ultimately, eternal death, where we're separated from God forever. And that is indeed, friends, bad news. But the amazing good news is that God, in His grace and His kindness, went on a rescue mission for you. And He entered into this world of ours. He became like us, flesh and blood, so that He one day could ultimately go to a cross, having lived the life before God that none of us can. Perfect. And on that cross, God took my sin, everything that's separated from me but God, and put it on Jesus. And then, wonder of wonders, God pours out His wrath upon Jesus so He doesn't have to pour it out on me, so He does not have to pour it out on you. And Jesus dies, is entombed, and 3 days later rises from the dead so as to give me life when I put my faith and trust in Him. And I am thankful to God for you, Spanish River. Man, am I thankful to God, because you get that. And you bring friends, and you bring family, and you bring work acquaintances. You bring them in here because you know that when they come, they're going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know it, and you believe it. And I thank God for your love for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Second thing, Shannon and I, we are thankful to God for your prayers. Man, are we. I want to share with you a memory. Ryan, are you in here? There you are. So, This is 2008. I think it was 2008. So it's 2008. I may have become, it didn't matter what I become. Right now it's 2008. I'm going to the National Day of Prayer. I'm assuming, because it's the National Day of Prayer, that Dan Myers is leading it. And Dan's leading it, in the process of leading it. He says, at this time, now we're going to take time and we're going to pray. We're going to break up into groups, and we're going to pray. I'm sitting, like right here, there's this aisle, and this couple are right over there, and so I'm sitting and praying, because that's how I pray. And I see this guy over there and his wife, Riney and Sandra, the guy that was leading worship right over here this morning. And when they pray, they get down on their knees and pray over their chair, kneeling to God. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I think I need to talk to this guy. And so here's what I did. I emailed him or called him up, and I said, Ryan, you don't know me, I don't know you, but I would be honored if you would be willing to come and maybe we could spend some time praying together. It was 2008. And that man, who I love dearly, has been coming to my office at 6 a.m. every other Tuesday for almost 11 years. 11 years. And I love it. Ryanie, I love you. You know I've poured out my heart, and we have prayed together, and I appreciate it so much. But I share that story because Ryanie is an example. He's an exemplar for so many of you at Spanish River who pray. And you pray in your life groups, and you pray as husband and wife, and you pray collectively, and you pray individually. And I know many of you, Tommy, I pray for you every day. And you have to know this about me. I'm doing what I do, not because I'm special. I really, and I believe this is not just a put on, I do what I do because I need it more than anyone else. God says, this is how we're going to take care of that boy. We're going to make him the preacher. Maybe it'll get inside that heart and head of his. And I do. And I can tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I would be in the ditch on many occasions. Wander away from God, chase something I'm not supposed to, go down a wrong path. I am absolutely convinced I would, were it not for your prayers. And not only for me, but it's what you do for others as well. This is who you are, Spanish River Praying. So I thank God, Shannon does as well, for your prayers and how God uses them in our life. Third thing, we are thankful to God that you care for all the flock. I'm going to share with you what I shared 2 weeks ago. So sorry, if you were here, you're getting it a second time. But it just relates. So it's also 2008. When I came to Spanish River in 2007, actually a little before that on a part-time basis, I was not a Presbyterian Church of America ordained teaching elder. So I had to go through that ordination process. It was hard. I've been to Bible college and 3 seminaries, and nothing was as hard as my PCA ordination. Nothing. It was tough. Very, very difficult time in the midst of walking through there. And so when it finally came to my ordained in the PCA, we had my installation service, and 3 people speak. In this case, David Nicholas spoke, and Randy Patterson, who's a part of our presbytery, he spoke, and I spoke. And none of us knew what the other was going to preach from, and all of us preached from the same passage of Scripture. Acts 20:28. Where Paul's talking to the Ephesian elders, and he says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he has bought with his own blood. And I want to say thank you, particularly to the elders of Spanish River Church, and the deacons, and our life group leaders for caring for all the flock. But it goes so far beyond that. I just see this throughout the life of Spanish River. I see it in our kids' ministry. I see it in the school. I see it. And few things encourage my heart is watching my grandkids, and some of them are here this morning, who love to come to Spanish River on Sunday. And they run on Wednesday night into SRC Kids. And they do because people there care for them. So thank you. Thank you. And Shanna, we thank God for you. and your heart to care for all the flock. And this is not just me. I see it as people from the outside walk in, and you embrace people. And it's hard to embrace people you don't know. But you all do. And it's a beautiful thing to behold. A beautiful thing. Fourth thing. We are thankful to God. We are thankful to God for your labor in the Lord. Let me share with you what this comes from. Since 2007, I've been going over to Brazil. We get to partner with people to plant churches throughout the world, and some of our folks go to different countries. I've had a tendency to go to Brazil. So every year since 2007, I go to Brazil, and to all my Portuguese-speaking brothers and sisters, my apologies, because my Portuguese still stinks. But we go over there, I've been able to do that as a result of your generosity and kindness. It's made it possible for me to go over and represent SRC and pour into the lives of prospective and current church planters. And I went over there, and one of the things that's come out of this is this beautiful, beautiful, deep friendship with a pastor whose name is Ricardo Gressi. And Ricardo and I and Shannon and his wife Sonia and their family and ours have come to know each other, and there's just this deep love. I just love this guy. And we got this long-term relationship, and about 2009, after having gone over, he said, "Tommy, what do you think if we pull together some church planters and maybe we could just pour into them a little bit?" And so we did in 2007. There were 75 guys there for that. Fast forward, last year there were somewhere north of 1,500, maybe closer to, I don't know, quite to 2,000, but in that kind of range. The impact that is being felt is amazing. And so I'm walking into his office a few years back, and I can just see he's wiped out. There's a lot of work to pull something like that, and it's done incredibly well. And his face is long, and his eyes are heavy. And I said to him, "Ricardo, how are you doing?" And he said this, and I will never forget it. He said, "I'm tired, but happy. I'm tired, but happy. And I'm thankful, Spanish River, that you serve. And many of you, in your serving, you get tired, but you're happy." I say thank you to those of you that serve with Spanish River Christian School, because you've got to be tired. Children are beautiful. Their parents sometimes, not so much. And Cheryl and your team, to serve and to love and to pour into people. Tired, but happy. And it shows in your face. I think about our folks in nurturing and River Tots who are giving out to children. I love kids. We got a lot of them. We got a lot of grants. But I get tired. And these people are tired, but they're happy. And there's just a sense. Some of you give deeply out of your resources. And it's got to be at a time tiring. And yet you're happy. There's a joy that comes from you. And you're leading life groups and you're serving in different places. You're standing up on your kingdom platform and you're at times tired, but you're happy. And I think it's because deep down inside you believe what Paul says when he says, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord," because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And I thank God for the fact that you serve Spanish River, that you serve even when you're tired, but you're happy. And that's God's work that he has put into your life. And I'm grateful for that. Fifth thing. I'm on five, people. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Some of you heard seven, you thought, crud, we're going to be here forever. I'm on five. Take note. Number five, we are thankful to God. Oh, we are thankful to God for your encouragement. So thankful to God for your encouragement. Here's my memory. My memory is sitting with our elders, and I'll talk about them in just a minute, but you got to know how much I love these guys and how much they love Spanish River, how much they love the Lord, and what a delight it is to be there. But you also have to understand that these folks, they're carrying the responsibility for your spiritual well-being on their shoulders. And they're carrying the well-being of the church on their shoulders, the financial and where people are and where they're not. And there's a heaviness. And I mean, it's just a heaviness. And so it is a joyful group to be among, is it not, brother? Good group. It is. But this particular day, as some of my brothers who are here know, it was just one of those days where it was just a little heavy times are a little tough. And John Whitney, new to our elders, was among this. And John just stepped up and he says, guys, do you realize what God's doing through Spanish River, just in our community? Do you recognize the reputation of SRC and the good work that God is doing throughout our city, you know, let alone beyond that, through the work of SRC? And as the guy sitting in the chair was like this, just whoosh, cool breeze of Holy Spirit wind that came into that room. John, I will never forget that. Thank you. Mark Rowe, I love you. I do. And Mark, you're one that comes to me, and I don't know how many times you said it. Thank you for being my pastor. You put wind in my sails. And those are just two. And again, those two guys, they serve. I could name person after person after person. Shannon, come too. That you all are amazing. In the way that you breathe out encouragement. Through your words, through your hugs, through your notes, through your text, through your love. It's felt. And it's not something that we've only been the recipients of. Our families have been the recipients of that. But it's not just what you give to us. It's what you give to each other. It's beautiful. One of my favorite passages of scripture is when Jonathan and his armor bearer are taking a hill. And it was not an easy situation. And Jonathan's armor bearer says to Jonathan, go ahead, I am with you heart and soul. And when you're getting ready to take a hill and somebody comes behind you and they say, do it, I'm with you heart and soul. Whoosh. It's a big old puff of wind in your sails. Spanish River, I thank God for you. God uses you to do what he calls us to do, to encourage one another every day, lest we be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So grateful. I'll just share this. I'm pretty amped about getting to do what we have coming up, and we will miss you, incredibly so. And kind of interestingly, when I think about the work that's coming to be, it's like there's a lot of confidence, and there's some reasons for that. But you have to know that I've probably had more doubts about God, about his goodness, about who he is, about how he works in the last month and a half than I have had in I don't know how long. And I think the reason for it is tiredness and fatigue and being on the go, because we've been going here and here and here. But I think a large part of it is spiritual warfare. I really believe it is. And there are a few things that evil one likes to do is to get inside and breathe doubt. Has God said? Genesis? Has God said? And to create fear and to make us to begin to wonder. So when you have people who come around you and they breathe that confidence, this is the word, it is true. God is going to be at work through you. It's just this whoosh. And this is what God calls us to do for one another. And you do that. You do that. So I thank God for you. Shannon and I do. For your encouragement that you give to us and to so many others as well. Number six, we are thankful to God for the leadership of Spanish River Church. And here's my memory. My memory when it comes to this is joy in the room. That's it. When you go and you sit with the elders on Monday, or the deacons on Monday night, they meet once a month on Monday nights, and you walk into the room, there's joy in the room. It's just a blast. They're having a good time. There's joy in the room. You come and hang out with the elders. When we meet on the second Tuesday of every month, there's joy in the room. It's a beautiful thing. And it's just one of those things that you say you're so grateful for. There's just this joy in the room. You walk among our staff, there's joy in the room. And I want to say to our elders, I'm going to try to make eye contact with as many as I can. I love you. You serve well. Deacons, you serve so incredibly well. Leadership team and staff of Spanish River, you serve so well. And because you serve well, you lead well. This is what Jesus is. The greatest among you will be your servant. So thank you, leadership of Spanish River Church. Thank you. We thank God for you because you serve well, and in serving well, you lead our church so well. We are grateful. Last thing, number 7. We are thankful to God for the way, and hear this, we are thankful to God for the way that you walk in unity and peace as the family of God at Spanish River. Now here's my memory. I don't have a memory. I don't. I have no memory in 13 years of the elders of Spanish River being argumentative, being critical, being condescending. No memory. I have no memory of a divisive spirit that is running through our church. Absolutely no memory. I have no memory of a disgruntled church. And I talk to a lot of people who live in are part of disgruntled churches. I have no memory of serving among disgruntled people. I mean, there's occasionally a little bit. It's not here. It's not here. But I do have this memory, and this is the spirit of Spanish River. This also happened early on. I was preaching, and one sweet elderly lady in our church, who knows the English language much better than me, sends me a note. I have it, I'm sure, somewhere. If I don't, I hope I do, or I can find it. She sends me this note, and I open it up, and I know this woman, and she is just a saint. Just an amazing woman of God. She sends me this note. She says, Tommy, I'm paraphrasing. I'm so glad you're here, and we are so grateful for the work God is doing among you. She goes on and on and on and on. She says, if I may offer, and you have to catch the spirit of this, if I may offer, and I really even hate saying this, but when you use the English language this way, it might be better stated this way. I'm sorry, would you receive that? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. She sits right back there. I love her. I love her. That's the spirit of Spanish River. The unity. The unity. The desire to fight for the peace and the purity of the church. It's what Jesus calls us to do. Let me read this for you. If you have a Bible, look with me over to John. John chapter 20. John chapter 17, brother. I'm sorry. John chapter 17. But John chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Jesus is in the garden. He has Gethsemane on his mind. What's he praying about? Look at this. John chapter 17, verse 20. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also... Sorry, someone's calling me right now. Please don't do that. We got to wait for this thing to hang up. I'll tell you what he says. It wasn't the Lord. He is present among us. But he said, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe on me through their name, that all of them may be one, Father, just as I am in you and you are in me. May they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And here's Jesus. He's getting ready to go to the cross, and he's praying for you, and he's praying for me. And what's he praying about? He's praying that we would be united, that we'd be walking in peace. Why? Because when we walk in peace and in unity as the people of God, it's redemptive. A world that doesn't have that in their home, they say, I want some of that. And people who work in a job where they're not that way say, I want some of that. And people in neighborhoods where people are angry and arguing over fence lines say, I want some of that. So we are thankful to God for you That you walk in unity. That you're pursuing the peace and the purity of the church, that to which God calls us. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. And thank you, Spanish River Church. For allowing me the privilege. And it has been a deep, deep privilege to walk with you these last 13 years and for the last 10 and a half to serve with you as the senior pastor of Spanish River Church. I could not do what God is calling us to do. I could not do it apart from the time that I spend here. Thank you. Looking back, I can say with Paul, I thank my God upon my remembrance of you. You young college career folks, I'm going to miss seeing you guys hanging out right there every week. Oh, man. Yeah. Looking back, I thank my God, and Shannon's is the same, and looking ahead, here's what I think. I say with the Apostle Paul in Colossians, Ephesians chapter 3, now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to the power at work within us. God is going to do more. I love the story of Adoniram Judson. He was a missionary to India. And things were not going well, and he was getting a lot of detractors and a lot of critics. And he was actually thrown in prison. And one of his detractors said, So, what are your prospects now for the people of India? And Judson said this, the prospects, oh, the prospects are as bright as the promises of God. And the promise of God is this, now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And folks, you got to know, God has given us some great days in the 4 years of Spanish River. I believe from the depths of my being, our best days are not behind us. Our best days are in front of us. Because it's never about a man. It's never about a pastor. It is about Jesus. It is about his work through his body, the church. And God's doing great things here. Great things.